Blog Talk Radio.
When you see someone that less fortunate than you, don't look down on them, and this is the reason why. If you don't mind, now listen. When you see people living and sleeping in the street with no shelter and no food to eat, when you see a man that has no feet, when you see a blind man that cannot see.
And welcome to a new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am glad you have joined us tonight here on Gospel Gold. We had some technical difficulties on last Monday, so this is a rebroadcast of the program that would have been on Monday night. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program with a purpose. Gospel Gold is dedicated to the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the most unique is the combination of religion and rhythm. It's rhythm that drives American music. When our ancestors came to these American shores, they brought with them their rhythm. It was through work songs and field hollers. These were the first recorded sounds of our people. From work songs and field hollers came the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals, gospel, jazz, blues, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. We believe that all the music that our people have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. So this is what we're about here at Gospel Gold. This is not just another music program. I am not a DJ. Each week we come before you. We know that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or in a one-hour program. But each week we come before you with the history of our people and the great achievements that we have made because of the obstacles that we have overcome in America. Gospel music has been a shining beacon of hope. It's always guided us, reaches deep down into the soul of God's chosen people to let them know that God would lead the way. That's what Gospel Gold is all about. We're about the preservation and the appreciation of traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. There you will find articles about various gospel artists. You'll find some of the music that we play on our program. You'll also find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of our programs on Gospel Gold are archived. Therefore, you can go back at any time and click on the event that you would like to hear, and you can hear that program at any time. So we ask that you go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and don't forget to share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on Facebook. If you are a traditional African-American gospel music lover, we invite you to join Gospel Gold and leave your comments about the program on the Facebook page. Gospel Gold is brought to you in part by Faith That Lives Ministry. And you too can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold has a Cash App, $ Gospel Gold, one word, the two G's are capital. That's the $ Gospel Gold, one word, the two G's are capital. If you would like to get in touch with us through email, our email is gospelgold, one word, at songwriter.net. Gospelgold at songwriter.net. We would love to hear from you. We thank God for all of you who have supported us this year. We're coming down to the last few programs of the year. Next Monday night, we'll be doing our Christmas program. And we thank God for all of you who have supported us over the year. Our friends in Tennessee, our friends in D.C. and Maryland, our friends in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and South Carolina, our friends in Georgia, our friends in Texas. We thank you so very much for the support that you have given this program this year. Gospel Gold appreciates all the fine comments and financial contributions you have given us over this year. We thank God for you. We pray that something has been said on Gospel Gold or something that has been played on Gospel Gold that will introduce or reintroduce you to traditional African-American gospel music. There has never been a time when gospel music did not play a large role in our lives through the American experience. So this is what we're about tonight. As we start our program every night, we always start off with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray now, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight that would encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Well, we thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight we have a very nice program. I have an interesting, very wonderful gentleman is going to join us tonight here on Gospel Gold, Deacon Grady Walston, musician, singer, songwriter, and recording artist. We opened up with his song, It Could Have Been Me. I'm going to play another song, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to introduce him, and I'm going to talk with him for a little while on Gospel Gold tonight. Deacon Grady L. Walston on Gospel Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Deacon Grady Walston has been married for 39 years to Bobby M. Walston. He has 4 children, 10 grandchildren, and 20 great-granddaughters. He's a graduate of Shaw University in North Carolina with a BA degree and a retired insurance broker for over 40 years. He is a member and deacon of First Congregational Church of Raleigh, North Carolina. His musical career began at the age of 18 as a musician and vocalist, and he sung with the fantastic Golden Airs of Rocky Mount, North Carolina, with most members later joining the fantastic Volunteers of Detroit, Michigan. We did a program on the Volunteers earlier this year. Sung and played guitar with the Gospel Tones of Raleigh, North Carolina. 2020 started his own group, Blessed. Grady Walston and Bless recorded his first CD entitled He Brought Me, featuring most requested song, the title Flowers, which was written in honor of his father. 2012, he recorded his second CD. Project was called God is Always Standing By. 2012, he recorded a Christmas single along with Vicki Stanford titled He Was Born. Grady Walston and Blessed have appeared on programs with numerous professional groups such as Pastor Luther Bonds, Sunset Jubilaires, Rocky Mount, North Carolina, Fantastic Volunteers, The Mighty Clouds of Joy, New Creation of Hillsboro, North Carolina, Renew of the Carolinas, George Dean and the Gospel Four, and others. Deacon Walson is also a radio broadcaster on station 1290 AM, Smithville, North Carolina. I have a program, I think he will talk about that on Saturdays from 8 to 9 AM. He is also co-host of a local spotlight program aired on Facebook monthly, featuring local gospel artists and testimonies. He also has a monthly rest home ministry, along with sharing music and food and giving comfort to those who are in the rest home. Deacon Walston says, I believe that we are here to serve the Lord, to use our God-given talent to lift up the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if we can do that, we will draw all men unto him. So tonight, beloved, our guest tonight is Deacon Grady Walston, musician, songwriter, singer, and recording artist. How you doing tonight, Deacon Walston?
I'm doing great, Pastor Roger. Doing great. I mean, just feel good to be in the land of the living on tonight.
Well, I am so glad. Amen. Welcome to Gospel Gold. I'm so glad that you were able to come in tonight. We had a problem on Monday night, but I think we got all the bugs ironed out. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you very well.
Good, good. So I read your bio here, but take some time and tell us about you and tell us about your program and some of the things that you are involved in.
Okay. I'd like to, first of all, commend you on your introduction of this hour segment. Amen. You made it know that it's not just about a song or singing, that it was so much special. Amen. And it made me feel special to be a part of this. And I thank you for that on tonight, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I tell you, it all began for me, like I was saying, Pastor Roger, when I was about the age of 18, my father and I was very close. Even though we had six of us, three girls and three boys, I think I was the one that kept up with my father the most. And my dad always loved to go to those programs in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Norris Turner and all them back in the day was singing the Brooklyn All-Stars and Tommy Elsons and the singing star. Those were groups back then, and the Jackson Southern Nails. And Liverpool, I always remember them over at a place we used to go to the program called the OIC. Mm-hmm. And a special love for gospel singing developed in my spirit during that time. And I just knew one day I wanted to be one of those individuals that was on that stage singing God's word of praise. Amen. And
you were 18 at the time? You were 18?
Actually, when my daddy used to take me, I was a little younger than 18. 18 was when I just started actually doing music and playing music and singing.
Mm-hmm.
But I was probably 10, 11, my dad used to take me to those gospel programs.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
Yes, and I just fell in love with it, and I started to play the piano a little bit and started messing with the guitar. Matter of fact, the guitar was what I kind of mastered before I started playing the piano.
Oh,
and a lot of people
know
don't do that. I see. Yes. Yeah, a lot of people they don't realize I played the guitar well. That was my first love, was lead guitar.
Okay.
I ended up playing lead guitar for group along with Brother Jerry Carr, which is an outstanding musician, for the Gospel Tones of Raleigh for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Then I kind of moved into the piano, and I wanted to do something a little different, so I started teaching myself the chords from the guitar and transformed into the piano.
Wow.
So I kind of taught myself how to play the piano and the keyboard.
Wow.
And as time moved on, I was, a few years ago, maybe 2008, 2009, Luther Barnes used to do a gospel class down in Rocky Mount. And I would go to the gospel class each year during the month of October. And it was just a zeal that stayed in my spirit, saying, man, you will be doing what those groups are doing on stage now. that you can record your CD project. And that seal that stayed there for a couple of years, and then finally the Lord spoke to me and said, it's your time. So I recorded my first project in 2010. And when I first started out, it was just me and friends. The first CD project, actual title, he brought me, but it was Greater Walk Than Friends when I first
And Friends, right. Mm-hmm. Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And one night, about a year after I finished the project, maybe in 2010, God woke me up one night about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And he said, if you call your group blessed, he said, because you are blessed. And he said, call it Greater Walk Than Blessed. And I woke my wife up. I asked her, oh, she was talking to me at first, Pastor Roger, but it was the voice of the Lord talking to me.
Right. Uh-huh.
So
I understand.
Yeah, Greater Walk Than Blessed. And I did. And I'm glad I did, because it has been a blessing to have been with the group. And we're one of the two groups for the last 10 years that has not changed the personnel. We only had one personnel change during the whole 10 years. And a lot of groups can't say that today, Pastor Roger. They have kept the same personnel for at least 10 years.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But I give God the glory for that, because we're not a performing group, but we're a ministering group. And I know that got a lot to do with it, because God knows our heart is right. We're doing it for His glory, not for our glory. And
I want to commend you for the great work and the fact that you stuck around. And you, one of the things that you are saying, that you always stuck around those kind of people who were successful, those kind of people who were doing things. And that's a great lesson for all of us. If you want to go into something, if you want to do something, it's good to be around people who are doing it. And I think you brought that point out as well.
That's true. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yes, and yeah. I recommend it. Whether, you know how the old saying goes, you want to be successful, you got to hang around successful people.
That's right. That's right.
So I try to attach myself to people who are going so well, who have already achieved, so I can achieve as well.
Well, one of my personal favorites off of the Greater Walk Than Friends is He Brought Me, and I want to play some of that, and I'm gonna come back, and I want you to talk about your YouTube program as well. All right?
I will. I sure will.
All right.
You had my back. thank you, Lord. Lord, I want to thank you for bringing me over.
Now, that's one of my personal favorites. I know I like them all, but that was one of my personal favorites. It's such a good feel-good song. It's a feel-good song. And when I first heard it, I just started to feel better when I heard that song. It was a feel-good song for me, so that's one of my personal favorites. You have a YouTube program that comes on. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I will, and thank you so much for liking that song. That's also one of my personal favorites too, Pastor Roger.
Yeah,
the God
good.
That
okay.
Brought me, the dog.
Yeah.
Back in April this year, due to the pandemic, COVID-19 that's taken place, it kind of stopped all the in-house or I say in-person singing gospel programs.
Mm-hmm.
And the love that I have for gospel program, I just want to do something to kind of to just bless those people who love the gospel program as much as I did in gospel music and gospel singing. So once again, Pastor Roger, God woke me up at the middle of the night and gave me a local spotlight. And so that's a good way to take and go into the household of people and still be blessed and be blessed by it. So we started in April this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it every fourth Thursday around about 6:30. We were aired on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And it has been a blessing. We have had some of the best groups here locally in North Carolina, such as New Creation. Everybody knows New Creation. We had Gospel Tones. We have Mark Green and Benita Green. That's the son-in-law of Luther Barnes, and Luther Barnes' daughter is Benita. Matter of fact, they're going to be on my upcoming program, which is going to be aired for third Saturday on this side of Christmas this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We try to take and use all the local talent that's in the area. We had the Bass Sisters. We had Truth out of Zebulun. We had Co-Pastor Winnie Peterson, which is a very good group, female group. I just adore them and love them. And what we most of all we try to do is include not only singing, but we want to bless people with a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually have a person that whoever God led in my spirit have a burning testimony. And has blessed so many people
mm-hmm.
with testimony upon. And the host of We Care Production, which is Miss Millicent, does an excellent job of doing the interview and as a co-host with me along with that local spotlight artist. And we ask anyone that want to be a part or just want to view the local spotlight, but they have to join me as a friend on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And that will allow you to see that each fourth Thursday. But like I said, this Thursday is going to be for third Thursday due to Christmas being on the fourth Thursday weekend. We
right.
Do a
Christmas right.
Crowd tour. But we're mm-hmm. excited about what it's doing. And we also, if you don't mind, Pastor, I'd like to get my Cash App out because
Please do.
And if you want to support it, and be supportive of it, and as well, I'm going to share another event, if you don't mind, let me do this
right
here.
Go right ahead.
Before I get the past that part, we also, I've been doing it for about 15 years. VLW Music LLC, which is myself, along with Recare Productions, has been doing a annual food and money donation to help out 2 needy families during this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the process of doing that now. So if you feel led or your heart is being laid on to do that, let me give you my Cash App. My Cash App is $GravyWalston. That's my name. It is $GravyWalston. And if God laid on your heart to take and give a donation, we very well appreciate it. We thank you so much. And we also have a rest home ministry that we do once a month. Folks, we haven't been able to do it in the last 4 or 5 months due to COVID and the pandemic. But just as soon as this let up, we want to take it to go back and pursue that ministry too every first Monday night of each month, Pastor Roger. That's something I really love doing.
You know, I applaud you for your charity work. We always, especially in the gospel field, God calls us to serve in many ways. And a lot of times those ways are just basic ways, just feeding and helping people who are in need. Sometimes those are the basic things that people need. And so I thank God for you and for your organization that's doing that. Pray that y'all will continue to be able to do that. And I know that it's been kind of tough on gospel groups because they have not been able to get out and do any programs. Because of this pandemic. So your program is right on time. That's a program that is well needed right now because most people are at home and they can't go to church, they can't go out. So that's a program that's well needed now.
Yes, that's so true. That's so true. I've been so blessed doing it and blessed so many people. And my thing, Pastor Roger, is a lot of people want a person to come up to maybe after the program and say, man, you're so sounded good, you sounded great. My thing is, if I don't ever get that, I'd rather for somebody to come up to me and say, it blessed me. It encouraged me to move forward and do what I got to do in the Lord. I'd rather see that than a person telling me you sounded great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That's what the Lord has placed upon our hearts and our minds to do. And I thank God that you are doing, that you are listening to the voice of God. And you said several times now that God spoke to you, and that means that you were listening. Yeah. You were available to hear the voice of God, and that makes a big difference. God speaks a lot, and a lot of times the voices that are in our head or the voices that surround us drown out the voice that God is trying to speak to us through. But you were available to hear God's voice, and that makes a big difference as well.
That's right. My favorite scripture, Pastor Roger, is Proverbs 3:5.
Uh-huh.
Acknowledge God in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. That's a scripture I live by right there. It's a program or every document that I put out a flyer. It got that scripture at the bottom of it.
That's great. That's fantastic. I applaud that as well because, you know, one of the things about it is we want to make sure that we get the message out. We want to make sure let people know who we are. And that's an excellent piece of scripture that describes that. Could you read that again? Read that one more time.
It's Proverbs 3:5. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path.
You can't beat it. That's perfect. I'm going to play another song, and we're going to come back and talk with Deacon Walston. I'm going to ask you about some of the groups that you have been dealing with and some of the groups that are playing in the area now. But I want to take some time here and want to play a song that I think that you will enjoy. I'm talking to my gospel audience now. Something to hold on Gospel Go.
A few weeks ago, I was climbing up on the rough side.
As we talked, we was glad that we came on the rough side, because on the rough side it gave us something to hold on to. Now listen.
Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Deacon Walston, you have a Christmas song that's coming out. Is that a collaboration?
The Christmas song is a song that I did along with another friend of mine that sings gospel, Mr. Victor Stanford, and we had a chance to have recorded that song. That song now is a few years old, and maybe about 8 years old now, Pastor, that we did that song.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. It's already out. Matter of fact, we're thinking about going in the studio and extending that to a CD project. But right now, it's a single.
Okay.
Yes, I hope by next Christmas we'll have a project on that one, about 8 songs on one project.
Well, it's a wonderful song. I want to play it so our listeners can hear it. It's a wonderful Christmas song, and it's right on time. And if you don't mind, I'm doing my Christmas program next week, and I would like to also play it on my Christmas program if you don't mind.
No, that'd be fine. You welcome to do so.
All right. We're going to take a listen to this. It's a beautiful song.
Okay.
The day that he was born
was a very special day.
In a manger where he laid,
with a pillow made of hay.
Oh yeah. The day that he was born was a very special day. In a manger where he lay, with a pillow made of hay. The day that he was born was a very special day. In a manger where he lay, with a pillow made of hay.
He was born.
Yes, he was.
He was born.
The day that he was born, wise men came from afar. They were guided by a star. And on this special day, the day that he was born, wise men came from afar. They were guided by a star.
Shining star.
Jesus.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Yes, he was.
And bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
We're talking with Deacon Grady Walston, songwriter, musician, singer, and recording artist. You named a few groups that you had or associated with. You named the Divine Intention, the Gospel Tones, and some other groups that you have been working with. Some of those groups I am familiar with. Some of them I am not. We do a segment on Gospel Gold about every month or 2 months called Quartet Night. We feature choirs, mm-hmm. we feature soloists, but we also do quartets. We've done segments on the Swanee Quintets this year. We did a segment on the Brooklyn All-Stars and the Mighty Clouds of Joy, the Sensational Nightingales. We went back and we did the Blind Boys of Alabama and the Blind Boys of Mississippi. So we do enjoy that great quartet sound, and you spoke about some of those quartets. Some of those quartets that are still out here singing. Name them again. Those quartets that are out there now.
Some of the quartets that are still out there singing now. Of course, you know the one you just named, the Mighty Clouds, is still singing, and the Fantastic Volunteers. They was my special guest on my anniversary about 2 years ago.
Oh, they're still out there. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they're still out there. And of course, you know, Brother Pastor Luther Bone is pastoring now, but he's still singing gospel now, too.
Oh, yeah. I had the pleasure of meeting him. He and I were on a program in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, about 10 years ago. And I got a chance to meet him. He was with the Sunset Jubilees that night. And it was an outdoor program. We were at Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And we were doing an Afrofest festival, and I got a chance to meet him. I went all the way to Milwaukee to meet a brother from Rocky Mount. So, but it was good to be on the same program with him. We had a wonderful time together. Now, some of the local groups that you have on your program. Now, I remember Sister Robina from New Creation when she was very young. I think she was connected with the Cooper Four, wasn't she? Wasn't she a part of that family?
I think she was when I first heard it, because it wasn't New Creation when I first heard her sing, so you're probably right.
Yeah, I think that was either her mother or her grandmother that started the Cooper Four, who were part of that. And and so I remember her when she was very young, and she was very talented then. Mm-hmm. She was a strong singer then. And they have a dynamic album that's out right now, a real popular album that's out.
Yeah. You Don't Have to Worry is my favorite.
Yeah, mine too. I like that one as well. What about the Divine Intentions? Are they still singing?
Yeah, Divine Intentions are still singing. As a matter of fact, we did a program with them. We was on the Silver Stars, which is another group that we appear on a lot. That's George Cameron, then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to provide divine attention maybe September, I believe it'll be this year.
Okay.
And,
I'm real familiar with the Silver Stars. Brother George, they've been to our church a couple of times. Have they recorded anything new yet?
No, they haven't recorded anything as of lately. I don't think they recorded anything new lately.
Okay. Yeah.
They're still singing, though.
Oh, good. I know this pandemic has stopped a lot of the programs that we would normally have. And I know a lot of musicians and a lot of singers are anxious to get back out there and do what they do. You know, that's part of their ministry,
right,
is to go out and sing and to go out and make people happy. I know we pray that God will continue to bless them as they continue to do what they do for his service. Well, Brother Walson, I thank you so very much for being on my program tonight. We thank you for coming on Gospel Gold. We featured some of your music. We wanted you to at least give us your Cash App one more time and tell us how people can get in touch with you and be of service in your program.
Okay, sure. And thank you so much, Pastor Rogers, for having me to be a part of this great program. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. My Cash App again is $, my full name, Grady Walston. That's $, GradyWalston. And if you need to listen to our service so we can be a blessing, a minister to your function or either your church, you can contact Grady Walston and Bless at 919-696-2450. That's 919-696-2450. And thank you so much.
Well, thank you so very much. We appreciate you being on our program. I love your music. I am a fan. And I thank you so much for being on Gospel Gold tonight. We pray that you will have a good week and you will keep on giving God the praise. Thank you for turning in, listening in. Just don't forget, Monday night, this coming Monday night, our Christmas edition, the Christmas edition of Gospel Gold, Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you tonight, Deacon Walston. Tell everyone I said hello. I will see you Sunday.
All right. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. Thank you so very much. We're going to go home tonight with another. We're going to go home tonight with another song by Deacon Walston. God is always standing by.
There are times in life when everything is going just fine, and there are times in life when things go wrong. But look, we just want to encourage you today to just let you know that no matter what the situation is or how hard the trial is, that my God is always standing by. Oftentimes in life, things go wrong, and there are times in life when you feel so all alone. But hold your head up high, and should you cry, just remember, I found him to be a true friend of mine. Just remember,
God is always standing by.
He'll never leave you.
He will always hear your cry.
You just hang on in there and keep the faith. gotta hang on in there.
Look to him, look to the Father.